This is Andrew Sawyer, County Agent, University of Georgia Extension, with South Georgia Pine Ag Update. We have finally, and I mean finally, got done planting our cotton in the state of Georgia. Growers this week, at least in Wilcox County where I'm at, are harvesting watermelons and in our watermelon region, so it's a very busy time. And that we talked a little bit about last week, but we're going to switch gears this week and go back into cotton, as we're getting reports from the field of aphids in cotton. And this is something that we see every year. We don't generally have to treat, and we know that. We usually wait on a particular fungus that actually kills these aphids. But with so much of our cotton crop being planted late this year, what impacts could aphids and other insects have? To help us out with this, we have University of Georgia Extension entomologist Dr. Philip Roberts. Dr. Roberts, appreciate you joining us today. In the field this week, we've been seeing aphids in cotton. And we know a lot about our recommendations about whether we treat or not, and usually we're going to let this roll until we get the fungus come in. Are there any reports of the fungus that you know of? If we are seeing winged aphids in the field, what does that mean?
That means they're moving into the field and they're actually going to start having babies that won't grow wings. The plant gets crowded, they'll start having babies that will grow wings and they'll disperse. So what you're seeing with winged aphids is just their dispersal. You know, they're just moving, you know, reinfesting plants in the field. When a plant gets crowded, you know, there's too many aphids for them to utilize the plant, they'll grow wings and leave that plant and go to another plant. Because they're, you know, overdoing it on that plant.
And in terms of how much of our cotton in the state is going to be in a late planted situation, we're used to seeing aphids on older, blooming, taller cotton. But could there be any impacts on younger cotton, so much of our cotton being planted late?
I'm concerned about aphids on seedling cotton. So if you had three-leaf cotton, four-leaf cotton that's wrapped up in aphids, I'd probably get that stress off. And here's the reason. So you've seen how aphids will stunt plants. It'll slow them down. On this really late cotton, we don't need to lose any days because of the back door with the cold temperatures. Seedling cotton, you know, you might want to be a little more apt to treat seedling cotton. It's just a smaller plant and it's going to suck it down, slow it down. And depending on the fall, that become really, really important.
So to sum it up, we definitely have not had any reports of the fungus. We only need to think about treating if we have really, really strong hot spots maybe in the field of aphids.
Yep.
For more information, visit my blog, Wilcox County Ag. I'm Andrew Sawyer, County Agent, University of Georgia Extension, and this is a South Georgia Pine Ag Update. South Georgia Pine.